I'm joined on the line now by Mark MacDonald from Schlienoa Careers. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ed.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us a little earlier than usual today, because we want to be examining later in the programme the events above us, as they say, in relation to Fine Gael. But let's move on. Mark, towards the end of my conversation last week with Liam, one text which came in said, in an era of rising employment, are interview panels and employers becoming less demanding in terms of what they expect from candidates? Now, we didn't have time to go into that in any detail, but perhaps we can do so this afternoon. So what's your initial reaction?
What I would say, Aidan, is that no. I don't think, you know, employers or recruiters are in any way dropping their own standards in terms of the type of criteria they expect people to present with and possess in order to secure a job. I think if you look at the market over the last 12 months or so, there have been sizable changes and sizable improvements, and we hear on a reasonably regular basis now of substantial job announcements, where you can hear numbers of maybe 100, 200 and 300 jobs being announced. We had Apple today in Athenry have announced a new data centre that will have, I think, 200 construction jobs and then 100 full-time jobs from the plants up and running in 2017. But what I would say to anyone considering an application at the moment is that, you know, the fact that there is an improvement in the market is by no means an opportunity or an excuse to lower your own standards. You know, if anything, I'd really say you have to possibly raise your game a little bit more, because when you look at the figures, you know, there are still, as of today, there's still 360,000 people on the live register. You know, it's an improvement from last year. I think it accounts for about 10.5% at the moment. But, you know, it did fall considerably last year. I think it fell by roughly about 41,000, and in January just gone, it's dropped by 3,600. But that still, by no means, should afford people any reason to be complacent. So, you know, what we're saying to clients every day of the week is that the same rules apply when you're making an application. You have to essentially put yourself in a situation that would enable you to be better placed than your competitors at any stage in the process. And the same rules apply. It begins with your CV. It begins with your research if you're called for an interview. And it's, you know, I suppose if we go back to the original question, is it getting that little bit easier for job seekers? Are employers less stringent in terms of the criteria they set? I'd have to say no, despite the improvement in the market overall. But you still have to perform at your maximum in order to beat the person that's standing behind you.
I suppose the point needs to be made that, okay, it might be easier for an employer to create employment in 2015 than it was over the past several years because of this great recession. But employers are people who have succeeded, and they want their business to succeed, and they want to get the best candidate, irrespective of whether there's a great recession or a great boom.
Well, that's quite true, right? And I suppose if you put yourself in the mindset of an employer or a business owner as well, they've ridden out the storm. They've gone through the hard years. You know, they've probably taken severe financial hits themselves, both commercially and maybe personally as well. So, you know, they themselves are not in any way going to drop their standards. And if anything, that, you know, in some cases they may have become, you know, even more sensitized to the commercial pressures that they face, the commercial pressures that they've gone through. And all that manifests itself down to one particular key point, in that they will rigorously examine the potential of anyone who is presenting for interview, or, you know, applying for a job or presenting for interview. It all boils down to the one thing, that you have to perform. You have to perform on the day in terms of your interview preparation and demonstrate that you know the job, you know the role, you've researched the company, you can match your skills to the particular requirements within that role. And even before you get to that point, you start the work with your CV and your application and your cover letter. You prove that you are the right person for that job, or at the very least, you're somebody who's worthy to be called for interviews. So you can't get complacent as a job seeker, because at the moment you're competing with 360,000 other people, albeit not within the same sector, but nonetheless, there are still sizable applications
four positions that are advertised, and it's still, that's still visible across the board from, you know, from entry level right up to senior executives. We had an event in Dublin over the weekend called Career Zoo in the convention centre, and I popped into it on Saturday to have a look around and see some of the companies who were exhibiting. I think it opened at 10 a.m. I got there at about 11:30, and I had to queue for 40 minutes just to get in the door. So that's, I mean, that's the reality of the level of competition that's still out there.
And the reality, of course, as well, is that individuals who are very motivated, who want to get on, who are disciplined, they're not going to be lulled into a false sense of security merely because the jobs register is somewhat healthier than it's been for a number of years.
No, they won't be, Aidan. They won't, because they will realise if they've been, you know, if they've been on their own particular job search journey for the last couple of months, they'll realise the pressures that are still faced, you know, with job seekers. Yes, I would agree there is an improvement in the market. Yes, I would agree that certain specific sectors have shown a very tangible increase in the amount of jobs that are being offered. In particular, you could look at the pharmaceutical sector as being one growth area. Obviously, IT as well, which would tie in with the Apple announcement this morning. We also have what's now referred to as a skill shortage within construction. In particular, in order to meet the government plans for social housing, because of the problems within that sector over the last number of years, people no longer chose that as an option when they left school or when they went to college, and so many obviously emigrated as well. So there is, I suppose, a skills shortage there. But again, it's that in itself is by no means an excuse to be complacent. You still have to, you know, you have to raise your game. You have to perform at your maximum in both your application and in your interview.
Very good. We leave it there, Mark. That line is beginning to falter somewhat, but thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this afternoon. We certainly got the gist of the message that you're giving out.
You're very welcome,
Aidan. And that's Mark MacDonald of Sliinua Careers, and we hope to be joined next week, on Monday at 5:30, usual time, by Liam Horan, who is in the Laba ill this afternoon, and we wish him the very best of luck.